Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
It's good to know in a time that there's been like pandemics and conflict and possible climate change and all those things going on around the planet that we have people of science that are working on the truly important things. Like, what is the absolute best winning strategy for Monopoly? Monopoly in my house is a serious thing. My wife and I will play both on the board game or we have the video game. On the video game, things go really fast. Like, you don't have to be the banker or anything. It feels completely random. But the truth is that when I lose, I'm still upset. And every time I do, I think about the strategy that I've put in play and think about changing it for the next game. Pretty much everybody's played Monopoly at one time or another. If you finish the game, that's the big medal of honor, right? Because we know sometimes these things can be marathons. My strategy, usually buy everything that I can. Don't slow down, build houses till I can get to hotels, build hotels all over the place. But it turns out I may have been doing it wrong. We asked online, what's your Monopoly strategy? Bob says, first get the properties, then get money, houses and hotels. All right. Christine says, Park Place, Boardwalk, two railroads, if not all four. She wants all four if possible. And Ben says, three oranges, utilities, railroads, lock those nine up and you win every time. Turns out that Ben might not be all that far off. John, what is your Monopoly strategy?
You got to go for the most expensive stuff first. Spend big early. You got to get Park Place, you got to get Boardwalk right off the bat. If you do that, you operate from a position of strength.
Well, here's what science now says, right? Always buy everything you can. Seven turns into the game, money becomes worthless in comparison to property. So always play by the real rules. So if a person chooses not to buy, the property is auctioned to the highest bidder. Were you even aware that that was a rule?
No, but it makes it sound like I'm kind of right, though.
Wait, there's three more parts of this.
Okay, all right.
Never buy the cheap purple or brown properties. Utilities are railroads with the intent of completing the set. Instead, use them as trades with worse players who think they're good. Railroads in particular are very high in demand, but awful unless you get all four. I'm against that. I've got games where I land on the railroad every time around the board.
Also, I used to play this game a lot when I was a kid, and I really like trains, so I always buy the railroads, and I'm not going to stop doing that.
Third rule, most valuable properties are the oranges and reds, because that's where most people land after getting out of jail, not Boardwalk and Park Place. And it says, get a full set as soon as possible. This is the big kicker right now here. This is where the strategy comes in. Put four houses on each, never a hotel.
Interesting.
A lot of people don't think about it. As per the rules, once the houses in the box are gone, nobody can buy any more houses, and therefore nobody can build hotels, so you can cut off people's avenue to getting money before they even get there.
It's kind of a quality versus quantity. No, sorry, quantity over quality argument, right?
I mean, you're not a scientist.
Yeah, I honestly don't know what I'm talking about.
By the way, John and Matt's posted strategy is once they get to a point where they land on Park Place, if you're Matt, or once they start losing, if you're John, they just flip over the whole table and the game is over.
Isn't that the way it always ends?
Doesn't feel grown up.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.